President Bush has met with nearly a dozen world leaders since last Tuesday, as he continues to build a coalition. Today, Saudi Arabia pledged to use all its resources to fight terrorism, and the European Union has agreed to cooperate more closely with the U.S. in a number of areas, including tightening border controls. But news analyst Daniel Schorr says building a coalition will only get harder.
Events have converted President Bush from unilateralist to instant multilateralist. But after a week of generalized outpouring of worldwide support and sympathy, comes the nitty-gritty of coalition building for specific purposes, overcoming a tangle of national and regional pressures. Pakistan, presumably the principal staging area for a strike against the Taliban, wants not only financial aid to cope with a tide of Afghan refugees, but support in its dispute with India over Kashmir. Russia wants the United States and NATO to keep their hands off Tajikistan and other former Soviet republics in Central Asia. President Vladimir Putin also wants acknowledgement of the war in Chechnya as part of the war against Islamic terrorism. China has problems with its Muslim minority that it wants to put on the scale, and is also taking the opportunity to raise the question of Taiwan. Dealing with the Arab and Islamic world, Mr. Bush is learning not to call his campaign a crusade. Egypt is using the occasion to urge more pressure against Israel. Iran is being invited into the Grand Coalition, although the State Department lists it as the principal state sponsor of terrorism. Even Castro's Cuba, also listed as a sponsor of terrorism, has been asked for any assistance it can provide. Europe represents less of a problem in coalition building, NATO having already invoked the Alliance Treaty to declare the terrorist attack as an attack on all. But beneath the surface of solidarity, European leaders seem concerned about being consulted on decisions involving armed force. French President Jacques Chirac has objected to calling this a war, and Germany has warned against America going it alone. In his crash course in coalition building, the president is finding Secretary of State Colin Powell to be a major asset. Powell has managed to convey that the United States will not go off half-cocked, that it is engaged in a long-term campaign against worldwide terrorism that will include legal, political, diplomatic, law enforcement, and intelligence gathering, along with military action. Several hundred citizens of other countries, from Britain to Zimbabwe, were lost in the terrorist attacks, and that makes it easier to internationalize the anti-terrorist cause. But as Mr. Bush is learning, building a coalition is a matter of finding partners, not just followers. This is Daniel Schorr.